Yo, today's QOD is tell the truth even when it makes you shake. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Lovey Ajayi Jones on the show today. Let me tell you, I just read last week Lovey's book, Professional Troublemaker, and it was so good. Highly recommend that you pick it up. It just came out in paperback, so go to Amazon, go to your bookstore, get the book, and definitely read it. And what I love about her is that she speaks her truth. You know, she says what she wants to say. She'll call things out when they need to be called out. And when she gets things wrong, she will own it and she will admit it. And all three of those things are things that a lot of people aren't doing these days. We're afraid to speak our truths because of what people are going to say, what people are going to think. Are people going to unfollow us? Are they going to stop being our friends? On and on and on. And, you know, if you're doing that, you're really not being yourself. You're not being courageous. You know, as she says, you got to tell the truth, even when it makes your voice shake. And I also wanted to play this clip because of something that's been going on a lot lately. And, you know, I want to be an attorney. I kind of still want to be an attorney. I kind of kick around the idea of going to law school every once in a while. And so when there is a big trial that's televised, I will literally schedule my weeks around this trial. And not everybody has the, you know, the luxury of doing that. But I think it's just really important to me because, again, law is fascinating to me. And I just want to know what's going on. And so there was a trial that took place this past month. And a lot of people weren't very happy about the results of the trial. And let me tell you, I watched almost every minute of this trial. And it was kind of crazy. Because I was watching the trial and then I would watch the media coverage of the trial and it was bizarre, absolutely bizarre. I'm going, are they watching the same trial that I'm watching? Because basic facts, the most basic facts, they would get wrong. And they kept repeating these false facts, whatever you want to call them, over and over and over and over again. Even when I'm pretty sure they knew they were wrong. It's almost like the media knows that your average person isn't going to stop and take the time to research what they're saying. So they just say whatever it is that they want to say. And I don't want to go down that conspiracy theory road, but it's like, it's almost like I feel like it's so blatant that it's intentional just to make people mad, just to divide people. And when the verdict came out for this trial, people were not happy about it. And I went on social media and I just saw a lot of people talking about the same misinformation that the media were giving them, just repeating it. And I'm going, gosh, don't people use Google anymore? Like, don't they fact check things that they hear in the media? Don't they do research for themselves? And people were so emotional about it. I'm like, how can you get so emotional about something that you haven't really looked into? And I think we have to do a better job of owning our minds and not just allowing the media to tell us what to think, because a lot of what the media is saying is absolutely not true. And that 2 weeks or so of me watching that trial, like, kind of sealed the deal for me. Like, wow, this is some pretty corrupt stuff going on. You know, it's kind of crazy. And so Lovey in this clip is going to talk about how to better discern the difference between fake news and actual facts. My friends, I encourage you to dig in and take the time to find the actual facts instead of just reading headlines. Do your own research and stop letting the media manipulate you, because it's just tearing people apart. We got to stop doing it. We got to stop letting them win. Lovey Ajayi Jones coming up.
One of the chapters in my book is called Dumbed Down News. When I was writing this book, I wrote my book in 2015. This was actually one of the last chapters I wrote. And in this chapter, I talk about how annoyed I am by the fact that I feel like we don't have discernment anymore. Media literacy is like flushed down a toilet. So I wrote this chapter because I'm the person in Facebook also who's like, I'll see people post like wrong things and I'll be like, this didn't happen. I'm the well actually chick. Ain't no way you tell people that, right? They'll be like, well, it could be true, but it's not, delete it. So I started seeing more and more of that, and I wrote a piece on my blog that's called, like, Ways to Stop Spreading Fake News. And then this foolishness happened. Like, we know with Cheeto Satan as our president, and now we're finding out it's because a lot of people actually were taking on this thing and accepting this fact. So I've made it part of my life's mission to debunk some of these things that are happening, right? And I feel like now more than ever, we need to figure out what the truth is, whatever that is. So, one way to do it, read beyond the headline. We see somebody post something on Facebook, before we even read it, we already formed their opinion about it. And then you're like, I could tell who didn't read it, because they're arguing things that are not even in the piece. So I always let people know, I need you to read beyond the headlines. Google is not ever on vacation. Use it. It is free 99. People, I'm like, why do people think Google is busy? It is here to help us out, okay? Use it freely, liberally. There is also this website called Let Me Google That For You. So a lot of times when people ask a stupid question, I would drop the link. Let me Google that for you. It helps. There are way too many things that I read that makes me do this, where I'm just like, seriously, you just think that's true? Like, no, he was not trying to buy NBC, so there's no conspiracy to bring him down. Like, that didn't happen. And when, again, go on Snopes, Snopes.com, will debunk a lot of things for you. Easy peasy. Satirical websites. That's another thing that happened, right? People now think satire just means tell a lie. That's not how that works. Like, at all. Satire is supposed to, like, basically turn the world on its head. Not just you being like, well, that could have happened because I said it was true. No! Literally, there are times when I have to, like, log off the internet because I'm just like, why are people, like, majoring in stupidity? Which is why I'm the well actually person way too many times. But right now, I think we find ourselves in a place where we got to, because not enough of us tell the truth. The really hard truth. And it's not just doing it on Facebook when your person who you haven't seen since high school drops a link. I'm talking about in the rooms when we're at dinner. We're in meetings, we are standing next to somebody, and they say something that is wrong. A lot of times we roll our eyes and say, ugh. Or we walk away. That's not good enough. Because our very presence in these moments where things are happening that's not true, things are being said about people who don't look like us, who don't believe what we do, and we just roll our eyes, we're giving it air and space to thrive. And we tend to feel better because we're like, well, we didn't make the bad joke. We weren't the ones who did something that was wrong. But when you are in the space to actively combat that and you don't, you are actually giving it air to breathe. So we can be on Facebook all day being well actually. But what happens when we're in the rooms when somebody's making a racist joke? When our mom's making a racist joke, when our uncle says that one thing that's homophobic, when somebody says something that's transphobic, and we're just like, well, I didn't say anything. I didn't laugh either. No, not good enough. In these moments is when we need to tell the truth. In these moments is when we need to be like, no, that's not okay. And not enough of us do that. And a lot of people found that out on November 8th, 2016, when people were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my spouse did this. y'all haven't talked before then? Like, how did you... How is this a surprise to you? This person had to have believed something that made them act in a certain way. So I'm just challenging us to tell the truth in our lives, at work. You know when you're in a meeting and somebody says a really stupid idea? And everybody's like, okay, okay. And all of you are thinking that is dumb. We should not do that. But nobody wants to be the one to say something because you're like, you know what, I can't. But then if that one person who's finally like, I can't even take it no more, that is stupid, we're not doing that. Finally, three people are like, I agree, that was just dumb. Sometimes you have to be the domino. You have to be the one person who's like, you know what, okay, I'm gonna step outside the comfort and I'm gonna tell them, that's ridiculous. Because then it inspires the other people, the peanut gallery, to speak up. Sometimes you gotta be the one who like inspires the peanut gallery. Don't always be the member of the peanut gallery. And some of us are in rooms where we have more power than we realize. It's especially in those rooms where you have to speak up, where you're not gonna lose that much. If you're the person who says, that's goofy. No, let's not do that. It's a simple matter of just telling the truth. It changes things. Like when, you know, when somebody tags you on Facebook, to an event that you ain't got nothing to do with, because they want you to like help them market it. So I've made it a point now to tell people the truth on that too. Can you not tag me to that, please? I don't like it. Do they stop? Absolutely. As opposed to me rolling my eyes every time, just going, "Why are they doing it again?" Because I never told them the truth that I don't like it. It is that simple. I think we would be a lot better off if more of us told the truth. I think we would be in a better place. We wouldn't be dealing with Mango Mussolini if that was the case. So one of my favorite quotes now is from Woke Bay, Jesse Williams. How you doing? Now, freedom is always coming in the hereafter, but you know what, though? The hereafter is a hustle. And the hereafter will continue to be a hustle if we keep just being quiet. Or not speaking up in the times when it matters. And that is my challenge to everybody, is speak up even when it's hard. Tell the truth even when it makes you shake. Because when your voice is shaking like that is when the truth needs to come out even more. So, thank you.
That was Lovey Ajayi Jones. Her website is awesomelylovey.com. You can watch today's entire talk on YouTube. It is called The Importance of Truth-Telling Now, Lovey Ajayi. And also pick up her book, Professional Troublemaker, now available in paperback at Amazon.com and your local booksellers. That is it for me. I will see you tomorrow with Mr. Kobe Bryant. I'm out. Peace.